I'm joined by Jack Schenker, who is outside the presidential palace in Cairo, where I gather there are huge crowds now.
That's right, Haroon. I arrived here in a beat-up taxi from downtown towards the palace that the driver actually had to go onto the wrong side of the road and weave through oncoming traffic because of the crowds on our right-hand side. I mean, it's very unscientific, but I passed literally thousands of people, most on foot, some people packed into the back of pickup trucks, some people hanging out of taxis. I mean, there's a real mass movement right now towards the presidential palace. Funnily enough, though, the scene here is fairly calm. We had a bit of an incident a few minutes ago when a tank revolved its barrel away from the crowd and a big cheer went up. But on the whole, you know, the army has got its barricades up. There's barbed wire around. There are tanks lining the edge of the palace. And people are respecting those boundaries, just like they were at the State TV Centre where I was earlier today. There's a lot of energy in the crowd and a lot of passion, but people are not trying to scale the walls or cut down the wire, at least not yet.
And have people heard about this imminent statement from, well, they say it's from the presidency rather than the president, which is generating a lot of discussion?
Yeah, they have, and there's a lot of, just like yesterday, there's a lot of rumour and conjecture going around the crowd. We've heard that piece of information, and also the fact, supposedly, that Hossam Badrawi, the new Secretary General of the ruling NDP party, has resigned. I don't know if that's been confirmed or not, but that's the rumour going around the crowd now, and apparently that's what he's told BBC Arabic. Those two things combined are definitely giving people a sense of, you know, events gathering momentum quickly, and once again, you know, the speculation that we could see Mubarak falling tonight. But people are very, very mindful of the anticipation they had earlier. The really interesting thing at the moment, I think, is the attitude to the army. You know, for a long time over the past few weeks, we've seen, you know, a very intimate connection between protesters and the army. People really praising the role of the military and claiming that the military represents, you know, the true progressive future of Egypt. And in the last few days, that's dissipated somewhat, especially with the Guardian's report about the military being involved in torture and detention. And then yesterday, the army seemingly failing to act decisively to oust Mubarak. And I actually talked both here and at the State TV building. And I was asking them why they were being so respectful of the army and not trying to bring down the army's barricade, considering the army appeared to be explicitly on their side. And they said, well, we still have some respect for the military and our internal divisions and the battles going on inside. And if it was the police guarding the presidential palace or the State TV headquarters, then we'd be swamping them in an instant and we would beat them back and their barricades wouldn't stand a chance. But right now, they're still waiting to see what the army is going to say and which side the army is going to come down on. And they still seem to believe, as we all believed last night, that we now have a sort of multipolar power system within Egypt and that there are a number of different actors who are not necessarily acting in harmony. And the army is one of them, and we're just waiting to see kind of exactly which side they come down on.
And do you get the sense that these protests will remain peaceful, whatever happens with the Third Army communique and this statement from the presidency?
Well, certainly right now, the vibe is very, very peaceful. When I left the State Television building, people were just starting to bang on some of the metal bags of the army.